20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm Steve Perhetch, joined as always by our MVP, Sarah Kelleher, but no Dusty Evely on the IR today with a voice injury. So Sarah's been holding on the fort when I've been gone, when Dusty's been gone. How you been doing, man? You back getting a little sore from carrying the team?
No, stop it. Stop it. No, it's been fun. And, you know, it was nice to get to know Gage a little bit last week. You know, I've never had the opportunity to even speak with him before, besides, you know, Twitter interactions here and there. So that was a lot of fun. But it's good to be, I know the whole crew isn't back this week, but good to be back with you at least, Steve, especially after the holidays. We were talking, you know, before we started recording, just about what we did over the break and some of the quality time we got to spend, and as I'm sure many of you listening got to spend with your family and friends as well. So definitely doing all right, feeling good, beginning of the year. Hopefully 2022 is better than the last couple. I mean, the bar is really low, guys. So I'm fingers crossed here.
Yeah, and Packers locked up the number one seed after the victory on Sunday night over the Vikings, which was always a good time. And then Vikings fans are crying over Twitter. It was just an all-around good time. It was an all-around good time, a good victory.
It was like the first game all year. I wrote this in my game recap too, that I felt like the Packers won and I wasn't stressed out. Like, they've definitely won games where it's too close for comfort. They could have put the game away, you know, in the third quarter, and they didn't. And then here we are in the last 2 minutes of the game and the other team has a chance to win. But this one was just, I know the first quarter was a little rocky, but after that, I just sat back, relaxed, wrote my recap. It was done after like 10 minutes after the game ended, because you could just clearly tell how the game was going to end. So that was great. I got to bed pretty early, thought I was going to be up late. So, you know, if the Packers could just do that all the way until the Super Bowl and then in the Super Bowl, I'd really appreciate it.
I mean, yeah, that would be a nice thing. I'd be okay with that. But let's move on into some news and notes for the week of what's going on. So since it is 2022, it is the years of COVID. So now with the new Omicron going all through everybody in the NFL, here's the latest updates. The Packers have activated Dennis Kelly, Darnell Savage, Kingsley Keke, and Amari Rodgers off of their reserve COVID list. And then they have added Billy Turner to the COVID list, restored Jason Stanley to the practice squad, and released John Dietzen from their practice squad. So lots of comings and goings, and I'm sure we'll hear probably a couple more names before the Lions game on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, fingers crossed, there's nothing else too crazy that happens for, you know, big time Packers players, anything along those lines. But yeah, that's kind of the news and notes of the Packers land for right now. But we've got a couple other things that we're just going to talk about since, you know, the game preview. Guys, I'm just going to give you a heads up. Game preview, not going to be too super in depth this week because, you know, everything's locked up. We're coasting as well. The Packers are going to be coasting. The Wednesday edition of Pack-A-Day Podcast also going to be coasting for that segment. But Sarah, I don't know if you saw this. This is starting to get a little bit of run on Twitter, and so people will be talking about it. But Hub Arkish, who was on 670 The Score down in Chicago, said that he does have an MVP vote this year, and he will not be voting for Aaron Rodgers because he's a bad guy. And he's kind of a jerk. So that is why he will not be getting his MVP vote, which has blown Twitter up to the point where I just saw this one that Casey Hayward quote tweeted in reply to that, saying, "We let guys like Hub Arkish vote for awards and all pros. Real flaw system, trash system of picking who votes." So even current NFL players don't like this as well. But what's your reaction to Hub Arkish?
Yeah, I'll keep this short and sweet. MVP is most valuable player, not most valuable person. So it's as simple as that. You know, whether or not you agree with the things that Aaron Rodgers says, whether or not you like Aaron Rodgers or you hate Aaron Rodgers, it's kind of hard to disagree that he isn't one of, if not the best player in the NFL right now. And that person should win the MVP. And it's really as simple as that. And that's where I think the debate ends. You know, I'm not going to get in, he shouldn't have an MVP vote, all this, but it's just, it is a little ridiculous. Like, if you're just like, oh, I don't like this person, so I'm not going to vote for them for the MVP, even if they are the MVP and probably the most deserving from the 2021 season. So for me, it's as simple as that. What about you?
Yeah, this screams like somebody who thinks too much of themselves, like that, like I'm going to change the narrative. There's a show long ago. I'm guessing it was probably before you knew about this kind of, but it was called Sports Night. It's been on Comedy Central for like reruns all sorts of time, but there was always this, there was a sports caster. So like it was mock ESPN Sports Center almost. And there's this, one of the hosts, he came on a few times, and I remember this one line of him saying, he's like, I have a platform and I get to say whatever I want on that platform, like just high and mighty of like, people listen to my thoughts and opinions and they respect me. And like, no, dude, like it's the most valuable player award. Like, don't go too crazy on this. So it's just somebody who kind of needs to have that attention on himself when he's a sports writer. And like, good for him. He's a good sports writer from what I understand, but he's got a couple of bad takes out there. And I firmly believe this is another one.
Yeah. And in case you didn't know already, for any of you listening, Hub is also the same guy that in 2019 tweeted, why can't fans separate actual analysis from fanboy talk? I like the Packers and hope they're back in the hunt this year, but Clinton Dix is a more complete safety and a better player than Adrian Amos. Just deal with it, guys. Telling the truth isn't a slap at the Packers. So that was been brought back a lot Tuesday evening. It was all over the timeline. And I actually saw that first. So I was confused. I'm like, why is this tweet coming back? Did something happen? And I checked my DMs and Steve had sent us this. I'm like, okay. I see why this is being brought back now.
Did the Packers re-sign Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Yeah, I was like, what happened to Ha Ha Clinton Dix?
Oh my God. I don't think I can live with that all over again. All right. Next up, we kind of wanted to chat before we get into the Lions game and things along those lines. There's a couple players that could potentially come back, and instead of having, you know, week 17, a bye week, and then finally coming back for that playoff game, what are your thoughts, Sarah? If you are Matt LaFleur, you are a stunningly handsome man. What are you going to be doing with David Bakhtiari? What are you going to be doing with Jaire Alexander? What are you going to be doing? You know, Billy Turner obviously won't be able to be back for this, but this week 17, but what are you doing with these guys?
Yeah, and this was a great point. Shout out to Matt Schneidman and Bill Huber. They talked about this on their podcast. And we saw it and people were talking about it. And we thought, you know, we'd share our opinions too. You know, if I was Matt LaFleur with, as Aaron Rodgers says, those perfect eyebrows, I think I would proceed with caution. Obviously it's great that they're going to get those guys back, you know, just like we've said on this podcast, when Davante Adams has been unavailable, the Packers aren't a better team without them. But when you are out for that long, there is naturally going to be rust and things you've got to work through in a live game before you're back to kind of that all pro level that we know Bakhtiari, Jaire, and even Za'Darius Smith, if he's able to come back at some point, which this whole season, it's just been a giant question mark for him. So I think you give them reps and you see how things go. You can't be 100% certain and say, yeah, they're going to start and play the whole time, because what if they go in there and they're losing their matchups or something's just not right? The great thing about that is that, especially at those two positions, specifically with Bakhtiari and Jaire, there's a lot of depth there. And we've seen guys on the Packers step up, you know, the whole line, you can't even name one person in particular, has really, really just been tremendous this year with responding to adversity. Then you have a guy like Rasul Douglas, who out of nowhere has come off the practice squad in Arizona and has arguably been the best player besides, you know, Devondre Campbell on the Packers defense. You have Eric Stokes, who's grown really quickly and done a good job. So, you know, trust those guys. They've obviously earned the right to be on the field too, and have made really big plays throughout the season. But your defense and your offense is only going to get better bringing them back too. So proceed with caution, see how it goes. You know, I wouldn't go 0 to 100. I'd maybe go like 70-30 or something like that and see how things go. And, you know, who knows how, we can't say that Bakhtiari is going to immediately come back in and be an all pro in his first game back. Would that be awesome? Hell yeah. I'd love that. But it's hard to put that much trust in him right away, especially with an ACL, such a significant injury.
All right. So you're given, let's say Bakhtiari and Jair coming back for week 17, how many quarters would you play them? Or snaps or whatever, you know, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I would say like 3 full quarters at least. And then maybe we'll see how it goes, whether that's easing them in a little bit into the first quarter and then having them play out the game, or starting them, seeing how it goes, maybe taking them out, but adding everything up, probably like 3, maybe 3.5.
Okay. Yeah, I'm similar. I think I'd probably go about half a game. You know, like you said, ease them into the first quarter, get them through the second quarter, have them go through a halftime. And then, you know, depending on where the game is, if you don't need them at all, like, and they're, you know, trying to get back into game shape, like, you know, give them, ease them back in, then, you know, back to full practices. And I think that would be, you know, a good game plan. I'm excited. Hopefully one will be back, if not both. A couple more of those guys for the playoffs, man, that would be, if they can come back and have some sort of impact on the games, like, that's going to be just, you're taking a Super Bowl contender and probably pushing them over the top to be the Super Bowl favorite. So I think that would be outstanding. Today is a Tuesday. There was a Tuesday with Aaron on the Pat McAfee show. So Sarah, why don't you give us some of the highlights of what went down on the show?
Yeah, another interesting show this week. Similar to last season, Pat and the boys have declared that Aaron is the MVP. They've started calling him the MVP, just like last year around this time, where they basically said, we don't care. We're going to just say it and hopefully it happens. So immediately that's how they welcomed him on. Rodgers was wearing a For the Brand beanie, which, you know, is Pat McAfee's thing. So that was kind of nice of him to do while he was on the show. First thing that they talked about was the Manning cast. You know, Rodgers was on Monday night, which is good since the game this weekend doesn't mean anything. So if they lose, whatever, you know, if the Manning curse is still there, Rodgers was very strategic and picked a good week to go on. But on the Manning cast, in case you missed it, they did talk about how Aaron Rodgers and Pat McAfee became such good friends. So they talked about that a little more on the Pat McAfee show today and how it's a very interesting story. He also mentioned that he started watching Ted Lasso, which I know we've talked about and they've talked about pretty often on the Pat McAfee show, and that he really likes it. He also touched on retirement, and Pat asked a really great question. You know, he said, you know, I'm listening to you every single week this season. You come on this show every week, and then you're on the Manning cast last night and you love football. You're talking about football so much. And, you know, there's all this talk about how you might retire or step away. And I just can't see him doing that, is what Pat said. And so he said, you know, do you really consider retire? Are you really considering that? What's going on? And he said, you know, he's given his life to the game. And at some point, you know, he's got to stop. The ride stops and he's got to get off. So again, another Rodgers answer of, I'm living in the present. We all know what the spiel's been this season. But he's mentioned that, and that, you know, he said, where I focus is where my energy goes, and my energy and focus has been on this season. So that's all I'm really thinking about right now. And he talked a little bit about over the years, some of the great broadcasters and journalists that he's met along the way. He mentioned Al Michaels, Aaron Andrews, and being in production meetings with them and how much fun he has, because he appreciates their passion for the game. So that was cool to kind of hear that perspective, especially since, like, we see people that are in media, some love Aaron Rodgers, some won't vote for him for MVP because they think he stinks. So it was kind of timely, and that was before the news dropped about the MVP votes, so that was interesting to hear. They also talked about Devontae Adams, like they do every week, and how he's just so good, and And we said, why, of course the Packers are going to franchise tag him. Why wouldn't you want to let a guy like that go and be available on the market? So that was pretty much all he said about that, you know, praised him some more and just about their relationship. Talked about Lazard a little bit, how they're getting closer this year. And then he said, you know, the plan is to play, that he wants to play, that Devontae wants to play, that LaFleur wants to at least play them a little bit. So we'll see how it goes. We better just hope nobody gets hurt. That's my biggest concern, is just get out of the game healthy, you know, and don't play like crap. At least if you're going to risk, like, go through that and risk injury, at least let it be worth it. So they talked about that. And then Rodgers had a very interesting kind of moment of reflection about his time in Green Bay. You know, he said you have to embrace the culture, that he's embraced the culture. And he had a list of must-do things in Green Bay. He said supper club, fish fry, roller coaster at Bay Beach, frosty tip, ice fishing, Door County, and then you have to eat cheese curds. So I've checked off a lot of those, so I feel like I'm pretty proud of that, but we'll see. And if you're listening, we'd love to hear how many you've checked off the list as well. And to wrap things up, as always, they had the book club book for the 16th edition, actually. And, you know, throughout the episode, Rodgers was talking about not giving as many F's and, you know, just being unapologetically yourself. So the book this week was The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. It's a New York Times bestseller. So that was Rodgers' book this week, number 16. Not sure if it's going to extend into the playoffs or not, but we shall see.
Very cool. Yeah, I think I'm pretty much outside of the ice fishing. I've never been ice fishing, so that's the only one I wasn't able to check off of my list. But yeah, overall, been a fun season with him on the show. Hopefully he'll be back next year to do the same thing while being the Packers quarterback.
Yep.
So Sarah, it is that time. We are going to preview the Packers-Lions game by talking about the Packers offense versus the Lions defense. I'll give you a minute to catch your breath from talking about the McAfee show. So the thing I'm looking for is for the Packers to escape with all of their kneecaps. After Dan Campbell's famous speech at the beginning of the season, that's all I'm looking for. Like you get kind of talked about and Rodgers talked about, you want them to stay healthy, avoid any injuries if they are going to play. That's my big takeaway that I'm looking for, pretty much. So kneecaps and health. What about you?
And for me, it's just productivity. You know, Rodgers talked about it on the Pat McAfee show. LaFleur alluded to it a little bit, that they don't want to lose this momentum that they have going. You know, the last few weeks, especially on offense, they've looked really good, and they don't want a 3-week break and then, you know, to come out flat in playoffs. But, you know, this is a cruise game, like you talked about, Steve. So in the back of their minds, they got to think, it doesn't really matter. You know, we're going to playoffs. We have the number one seed. We have the bye, no matter what. So if you're going to play, be productive and let it be worth it. Like I said, actually continue to build on the momentum and don't just play to go through the motions and play. If you're going to go out there, and like you said, risk injuries, at least be productive and at least look good. And I'm worried because the Packers this season have not played well in the first quarter. They don't turn things on until the second quarter. Ideally for me, I would love the Packers just come out on Sunday, play really well in the first quarter, and then take everybody out. And then everybody can rest, and then they were able to play. They built on the momentum a little bit, and it's good. But if we lag into the second quarter, then, you know, I just get nervous with everything happening. So be productive. That's what I'm going to look for. Productivity on offense. Rodgers, you're most likely the MVP. Just look like the MVP for a quarter, and then you can rest.
I was looking at his stats too. You know, the craziest thing too, he's got 4 picks for the whole year. He had 2 in the first game.
Oh, I know. I saw them right there in person. So
that's right. That's right. Okay. Well, that's a very good segue into just forgetting about that part and talking about questions. So got some good stuff off of Twitter from you guys. We'll just jump right in. First one from Brian Harstad. Little compliment and a little tip of the cap to at Sarah Kelleher for continues to quote carry the Wednesday Packaday team. This question, how long should this, do you think the starter should play this Sunday? And food question, what is your favorite childhood comfort food? So, Sarah, let's go. How long are they playing? All the starters, not just if we get a couple of them, the injured guys back.
Hopefully just the first quarter and maybe a little bit of the second for some of the guys that maybe have just come back or that they're just trying to get a feel for. That's about it. And then food question, favorite childhood comfort food, probably Fruit Loops. I love Fruit Loops, but I never really eat them anymore. But as a kid, I was like a savage. If those things were were around, I was eating them.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I kind of agree with you as far as like length of the starters going, you know, quarter and a half, maybe the first half, depending on how, you know, if things aren't clicking like they haven't been in the first quarter and you want to make sure you end out on a good note for the starters, then yeah, maybe ride them into the second half a little bit or end of the second quarter. And as far as childhood comfort food, I always loved chicken and dumplings. That was like the homemade meal. That was the one I would always request for my birthday. And it probably helped the fact that my middle brother hated it as well. So it always got me a little bit of the like, meh, can rub it in his face while I got the food that I like. So that was normally my go-to request. We got a couple other good ones. Think that we would need Dusty to talk about the Darnell Savage one. So Dom will hopefully maybe next week when we're all back together. And then Joshua Kisscamp had some really in-depth Marvel questions, which again, like I'm kind of there, but we would need some time to dive. We'd probably need our own podcast, Marvel podcast, to talk about that one, but we would definitely need Dusty on that. So maybe next week as well for that one. But next question we've got is Matthew, who is also an NFL owner. So congratulations to Math. Can the Packers win the Super Bowl if they don't get any of their injured Pro Bowlers back? Who is your pick for the Packers blogosphere / Twitterverse MVP? So Sarah, Super Bowl win, is it still possible if they don't get Jair or Bakhtiari or Z back?
I think so. They've done this well without them. They're the number one seed without those guys. So, again, are they a better team without them? No, but they've been able to do so much without them at the same time. So I think there's definitely still a chance. And then my pick for Packers blogosphere and Twitterverse MVP, I mean, that's really tough. There's a lot of great people out there that put out some awesome content. And, you know, I could name a whole list of people, but right now I'm going to go with Maggie Loney because Maggie's always killing it. She's, you know, has her own podcast with Perry. She also does Packaday. She writes for Cheesehead TV. And I feel like she's always just spreading positivity. Like I've never seen a negative mean tweet from Maggie Loney. Like it's usually a pun or some kind of ode to a player that she loves. And she's always just like a nice ray of sunshine on the Twitter timeline that's usually just a dumpster fire. So I'll give that to Maggie right now.
I do always enjoy her interactions with her husband on Twitter as well. Those are always some pretty fun stuff. And yeah, I completely agree. Yeah, Super Bowl team, they can definitely win the way they're set up. It'll be a little bit more of a struggle than if you get those three back, four back with Billy Turner maybe. And you know, it'll be a lot tighter in the Super Bowl, but I still think that this is the way that they're constructed, the way the defense is starting to play again. Like this is a Super Bowl team for sure. And who is my pick for the Blogiverse, Twitterverse MVP? Man, it's one of those things, like you hate to say it because he's not here on the podcast tonight, but I mean, Dusty puts out so much quality content and like, much like Maggie, just a positive person on Twitter when like 99.9% of the people are just D-bags and just angry people. So, I mean, I always love reading his articles, watching his videos, and we've talked about just like, I know personally how much I've learned about the game just from knowing Dusty. So I'd say for me, he always puts out some quality stuff. So
yeah, he breaks it down where something seems so complex. And then when he writes it or he's explaining it in a video, you're like, oh, like I'm subscribed to his email, like updates. And so sometimes I'll just be chilling or I'll be at work and I'll see Dusty Evely sent me an email about this one play that the Packers ran this past week. And then I'll look at it and I'm like, oh, Interesting. Good job, Dusty. So definitely subscribe to that email list if you're not on it.
Next question, Mike Kawano. Also, I will completely deny this when he talks when we talk to him next week.
Yeah, this never happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Did,
so. It's like one of those Mission Impossible. This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. So, if the Packers, Mike Kawano wants to know if the Packers could re-sign one player to fill in for guys getting rest this week, who would it be, and how long do you leave up your Christmas tree, and have you ever tried to replant it? Mike may or may not be trying replanting his Christmas tree. So Sarah, I already know your answer because I can see your answer, but tell me, who would you re-sign to the Packers roster if you could right now?
Yeah, this, we weren't sure how to exactly approach this question when we were looking at it. We're like, is it someone that they've signed this year and let go? Is it someone that they've all had time on the team in the past? And we just went, anyone that's ever been on the Packers. So so for anyone that's ever been on the Packers, just for jokes and giggles, I'm going to pick Charles Woodson. I would just love, most likely Tim Boyle is going to be playing quarterback this weekend. And I just feel like that would be an interesting thing to watch. And also he's the GOAT. Like, he's a legend, and it would just be cool to see him suit up for the Packers one more time. Second part of the question about a Christmas tree. Again, another moment where I wish you could see our faces, because my Christmas tree is up and shining bright right behind me. I do have a fake tree though. You know, I live in Florida, so it's not the best place to get, you know, a real Christmas tree. So I have taken down all of my other decorations, but my tree just looks so nice in my apartment that I said, I'm going to keep it up just a little bit longer. And then I'll take it down.
So just in order to have a little fun and give Jordan Love somebody to throw to, actually, I've decided to change my answer so I can make somebody else happy, but we'll go Jordy Nelson. So Jen Mack will be very happy and have one more game of him running around in some tight pants, and she'll have a good time with that. And I mean, Twitter will never stop with it. So give Jordan Love a good target who knows how to catch a back shoulder throw. And yeah, I think we'll be good. And my Christmas tree came down today. So we took down all Christmas stuff. Normally that comes down like, yeah, right in the beginning of the new year. So that was,
You guys have a real tree or fake tree?
Oh no, fake okay. All day long. Yep. One that's pre-lit and don't have to worry about putting those on myself. I mean, yep. If you really, really, really need that smell, just get the car air freshener and put it in the inside.
I have the little like sticks that you can put in the fake tree that give it the Christmas tree smell. Beautiful. I put like 3 of them in there. It smells like a real tree.
Exactly. You're good to go. And then you don't have crap all over your floor and potentially bugs and all that stuff. So, all right. Last question here, Sarah, from Matt Pickett. Happy New Year. What's one sports related resolution you could make for yourself and one you wish the Packers would make for themselves? And a bonus question, what would be your ideal way to ring in the new year on New Year's Eve?
I guess a sports related resolution I'd make for myself, and I've kind of already made it for myself for this year, is just to not let it consume my life too much. You know, I have a lot going on. I'm busy with work, taking on more responsibilities there. And I, at the end of the day, this is a very fun hobby and I enjoy it. And especially with writing, it's more writing because podcast doesn't require obviously as much time. But I just can't let it consume my life. You know, like if I can't do it one weekend or I have a lot going on and I'm stressed out, that shouldn't then become a stressor for me. Like, this is a fun hobby that I enjoy doing. So my resolution would be to just hopefully maintain that passion for it and not let it become another thing on the list of things that are, you know, that could stress me out on a weekly basis. And then one that I wish the Packers would make is obvious, and it's just not suck on special teams, like be better. It's not very hard. Like, I know Moore had positive yards, did like a 20-yard return, and it was like the longest in 2 years for the Packers. So maybe beat that. That can be a resolution. That shouldn't be too tough for anyone else in the NFL. But and bonus question, what's my ideal way to ring in the new year on New Year's Eve? doing absolutely nothing, because I would just so much rather stay at home and watch all of the stuff on TV and hang out. And that's exactly what I did this year. I was with my boyfriend and his family, and we just had a nice dinner and then watched TV and just kind of talked and hung out until midnight. And it was great. I preferred that over going out and doing anything crazy. So I know that's super lame and nerdy, but I don't care. I had fun.
Actually, yeah, it was the punt return where, was it Moore, got just smoked by the guy who got quote unquote blocked into him. I was in the middle of typing best punt return all year for the Packers until they lifted the flag. I was like, damn it, that was going to be a really good tweet. I was going to be really happy with that one. But he's been pretty good. But
now he's on the COVID list, I think. So
I mean, what, that takes a day now, the way that it's set up? Like, oh, I don't have a cough anymore, I'm good. Okay, you're back. So yeah, not too worried about that. Let's see, my one sports related resolution, I'm going to get better at my short game in golf. That's one for me. One thing you wish that the Packers would make for themselves, maybe don't draft a quarterback in round one of the next upcoming draft. That'd be a resolution, I'd say. And then, yeah, kind of along the same lines as Sarah, like I've done a lot of fun stuff for New Year's Eve. I've been at bars. I think I went to a wedding once. Like, you know, there's a lot of fun, different kind of things you can do. But yeah, kind of keep it simple. Like with the last couple of years, we didn't do it this year because of COVID and everything, but last couple of years we would spend with some friends that had kids that were similar to ours. And so everybody would just stay up, have a good time, kind of keep it simple, stay home and not do anything too crazy. So yeah, simple is always good. Simple is always good. But all right, Sarah, that's going to do it for us. No Dusty this week, so it's a little bit shorter. Not saying that you talk a lot, Dusty. That's definitely not what I'm saying at all. It's always fun when I can make fun of him and he's not here. So that always,
he can't argue. Like there's no one rebuttal, no rebuttal. It's just silence. And
although I would love to hear his rebuttal right now, just because he did send us a video in our DMs of him. And it's like, legitimately, Sarah said he sounds like a transformer. I thought he sounded like the movie trailer guy, like in a world where, like, it's bad.
I was waiting, like, when he sent the message for Linkin Park to start playing in the background. I feel bad. And he's been like that for a long time. Like, last Sunday was when he messaged, and I think it was last Sunday where he said, hey, my voice is gone, so I'm out this week. And then he was like, this week, and he's like, my voice is still gone. And that's when he sent us a video.
Hey, imagine just Shia LaBeouf just in his background.
Then it just says, like, directed by Michael Bay at the end of the video.
And then a big explosion. I think that would be, that'd be perfect. All right, let's do some closing thoughts here.
Yeah, so my closing thought, obviously, I'll have game recap on Sunday, 1 o'clock game. So it'll be out in the afternoon, last one of the regular season. It's been a fun year to write about the Packers again. And, you know, it's, like I was just saying, with it being a fun passion, so many of you have allowed it to continue to be that way for so long. And I'm just really grateful. You've always brought something new and spicy to the mix that's allowed me to laugh and have fun with it. And looking forward to doing it one more time in the regular season, and then hopefully all the way until February 13th. So that would be awesome if I got to write a game recap about the Packers winning the Super Bowl. I'd really enjoy that. And then, you know, Dusty's not here, but he usually has stuff that comes out on Wednesdays. So I'm assuming that's going to come out again. So definitely make sure to check that out. And then also just enjoy this, guys. You know, the next couple weeks are going to be quiet since the Packers kicked butt all season and they have a bye. But this is really special to, you know, 3 seasons in a row that they've won 13 games. What Matt LaFleur has done with the team, what Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are doing on a weekly basis, this doesn't happen every day. So the fact that we've been able to experience it, especially last few years, and that personally for me, it's been something that through, you know, not the most fun times, has brought me a lot of joy and excitement and been something that on a weekly basis, I could really look forward to and have fun with. So enjoy it. This is going to be a really special playoff run, no matter what. it's already a special season, and we're glad we get to keep talking about it and with you guys. And yeah, let's just have some fun. I'm ready.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I can't really say too much more. Thank you guys for, as always, for listening. We always have a lot of fun with you, and appreciate you sticking with us with a rotating schedule that everybody's had recently. But good to get back. Hopefully we'll get Sarah back next, or Dusty back next week, and we'll have the whole crew going again. But make sure, as always, follow us on Twitter at Sarah Kelleher 4, at Steve Perich, at Dusty Evely, and at Packaday Podcast. Feel free to DM us anytime you want, anything you want to talk about. We're always here to talk. And yeah, I think that'll do it. We're hopefully predicting the first ever Packers 14-3 regular season, which would be very cool to see. So we will catch you guys next week. And as always, go Pack, go.